Ron DeSantis, foreign students celebrating terrorism will have visas cancelled, be sent home. By Hannah Blow on October 23, 2023. Under a DeSantis administration, foreign students on visas who celebrate terrorism, such as the carnage that took place in Israel at the hands of Palestinian terrorist group Hamas on October 7, will have their visas cancelled and be sent home, presidential hopeful Governor Ron DeSantis said over the weekend. DeSantis made the remarks in a video posted to social media, reacting to the continuing devastation in Israel and the debate over the ongoing response. "I think what this terrorist attack in Israel has shown us is we're vulnerable from all the people that have come illegally because they have come from Iran. Two, it's not just Mexico, Central America, Russia, China, Middle East, all that stuff," DeSantis began before expressing disgust at individuals in America who were actively protesting in favor of the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas following the massacre, which left 1,400 dead and more taken as hostages. "But I think what we also saw when the blood wasn't even dry on the Israelis who had been massacred. You had people in America going out protesting in favor of Hamas," DeSantis continued. "And that's like, very chilling. Some of these people are not U.S. citizens. They're student visas. So, as president, if you're on a student visa, and you're a foreigner, and you're out there celebrating terrorism, I'm canceling your visa, and I'm sending you home," he vowed. DeSantis's remarks come as activists have continued to stage pro-Palestinian protests across the country, even hosting die-ins in the middle of streets. Related: man rips posters featuring Israeli kidnapping victims at University of Pennsylvania campus. One of the many protests occurred in Los Angeles, during which pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel demonstrators clashed. Watch: pro-Palestinian protesters spit on and attack Israel supporters, get pepper sprayed. Last week, pro-Palestinian activists staged a sit-in at Illinois Democrat Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky's office. And days prior, pro-Palestinian protesters stormed the U.S. Capitol, staging a protest inside the Cannon Rotunda, forcing some to wonder why Democrats were not as quick to deem the act an insurrection. As Breitbart News detailed, the pro-Palestinian protesters who staged an insurrection on Wednesday by illegally occupying a Capitol office building were led, in part, by a group that calls itself Jewish Voice for Peace, JVP, but has a history of supporting Palestinian terrorists. Exclusive video: pro-Palestinian insurrectionists occupy Federal House office building in Washington, D.C. The White House was not spared, either, as pro-Palestinian protesters clashed with authorities and attempted to climb barriers outside the building. Pro-Palestinian protesters clash with cops, try to climb barriers outside White House. Philadelphia also had its share of pro-Palestinian demonstrations, one of which featured a speaker who saluted Hamas for a job well done.